This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Natural things too. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And joining me is Matthew Deagle, my oldest son. He has a show over called Real Astrology.
Yeah, I have a show called Real Astrology with Matthew Deagle. I just finished my show. It's between 12 and 1 Pacific time. And it's about basically symbolic, and it's about how our thoughts create our destiny, and about how our thoughts are related to things like seasonal cycles and configurations of planets. And if you listen to my show, you'll hear it's pretty extraordinary how things are correlated together, and how things make sense, a lot more sense, when you look at them as a whole. Just the same way as when you look at a person in acupuncture, you don't look at an individual organ separate from the body. You look at the whole organism, the whole constitution and the health. It's the same thing I do with society, is I look at society as also being, in some respect, either healthy or sick in regard to its acupuncture channels.
Well, we know that. Let's apply that to the Dr. You book, Functional Medicine and the QRMA. You do that on a numerological level. And again, remember that the original Kabbalah and astrology, we talked about this with the Sting of the Scorpion with Jonathan Gray, is the basis of the ancient science, which is why it became perverted through the Middle Ages and so on. But in fact, numerology, Kabbalah, and consciousness creates the reality on our level. And in fact, the best model is...
Well, yeah, it's very simple. I mean, I know you're going to go into all the complicated stuff, but it's really simple. I mean, basically, the laws of nature, or God, are based on geometric forms.
Right.
And those geometric forms... Just like a crystal. You know how a crystal forms gradually, and it's all orderly. It's not just a random combination of atoms. It's orderly. Similarly, on the basis of simply one after another concatenating attractive force, you have these orderly patterns of coincidence happening all over the place. And that's how it works. It's as simple as that. Basically, our thoughts create attractive potentials between objects, and that's how things like telekinesis as well happen.
That's
an extreme example, though, because telekinesis is psychokinesis. Right. Most people don't have any control over those.
Well, let me ask you some questions, Matt, that deals with some of the current issues that are before people, so we can kind of show people, if they go over to your website, which I know is still kind of migrating, but they'll see the nice pictures there and your services you provide. If we go over to your website, MatthewDeagle.com, MatthewDeagle.com, they'll see real astrology, and they're going to understand the Kabbalah and how you can actually apply numerology and real astrology, which goes back to things like the Sting of the Scorpion, which, by the way, the ancients like Moses knew, all the great prophets knew these things. In fact, that's the reason why when Moses was in the desert of the Midian, he knew the star signs to indicate that it was time to release the Hebrews from the bondage in Egypt. What people should start to understand, too, is that if you look at the analysis of people like Donald Trump, was interesting, his birth date is exactly the same day of the month as Michelle, my wife, only 9 years older. And if you look at his signs, you did an analysis of him. You also did an analysis of Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton. Give us some of that information, because it's very telling to start kind of looking at the convergence of the a number of things, including the numerology and star signs, indicating exactly who these people are and why they could be either very good for the country or very bad.
Yeah, just hold on 1 second and I'll pull it up. Let's see. Donald Trump was born at 10:54 a.m. on June 14th, 1946, and therefore he was born with Mars rising in Leo. That makes him a very martial person. Now, something I've been talking about on my show is the opposition between the martial and the lunar. The martial symbolizes solidity, loyalty, perseverance.
Who David John Oates does reverse speech is shown very clearly. His reverse speech is coherent with his forward speech, which means he's telling the truth. and he's also capable of being what they call, you know, he talks about smart trade. In other words, he doesn't believe isn't against free trade, but he wants it so that everybody, it's a win-win for everybody. Just like he says, I want to build a wall, but I want to put a door on the wall to make sure people can rapidly enter the country that they want in the country for industry and so on. And they want to speed up the immigration process, but they want to make sure that drugs don't get in the country or people that are going to be potential terrorists. So I don't see, for example, I see him more as a lion-like person. I see him as a leader that's going to be rational instead of irrational or an egomaniac like Obama. I see him as a person.
Well, I wouldn't say he's. I don't think that's a fair characterization because Obama himself isn't responsible for the vast majority of things that we attribute to him.
No, I'm just saying, but he's.
In fact, you might want to be more concerned with the fact that a lot of the worst things that we say Obama's administration did were done by Hillary Clinton and her associates.
Okay, well, why don't you expand on that? Because I think you're right. It's not just Obama, he's just like the figurehead. So. But in some cases, he's coherent with it. But let's talk about Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, I did Obama's astrology as well, right? Obama is a solar person, which means he's actually quite suited to office. So the problem can't be Obama. He's a pretty rational person himself, even though he has some stupid beliefs from his liberal education. It's not him, I don't think. I think it's maybe partly his naivety in regard to false friends like Clinton. And his administration may be a testament to how much power other organizations like the CIA or the NSA have, or these old networks. Who knows who's really been running the show and screwing things up under Obama. Well, we do know that Clinton is one of them, right? And she's running for office now. Now,
right.
As I said, now, I wouldn't say Trump is going to be particularly rational. He's a fiery person, right? So he's a person of action, a person whose negative tendencies, as we know from observing his character, is toward being excessively blunt and too maybe forceful in speech.
Which is why people make the misstatement that he's a racist when he's not a racist. He simply wants to make sure, for example, even temporarily, we hold back Muslims, although he said already, I deal with a lot of people in Muslim and other countries where I build things and I build hotels and I build buildings. I think what people should understand is his bluntness is creating a view that he's racist when really he wants America not to have his business stripped from it, and he wants to have some kind of rational thing. But besides putting a wall up, which isn't really the whole solution, to me the most important thing is stop the CIA from bringing in illegal drugs, because if you don't bring them through a wall, you fly them in like we get in Arkansas. We know that Hillary Clinton built
it. But the thing is, like, Donald Trump, I think, is partly just catering to his audience. He's just saying people want to hear because he wants to get elected. He knows himself that Mexicans aren't a threat. Anybody rational knows Mexicans in general are the least threat to this country. But immigration is a problem, okay? And here's why. And astrology tells us this. Our collective subconscious also has warned us multiple times about the dangers of excessive immigration.
You're right.
I'll explain to you what I've been talking about on my show. All right, so as I said, Donald Trump is a martial person. That symbolizes the opposition. That symbolizes the opposition to the lunar. So the martial, as I said, is solidity, loyalty, bond, endurance, perseverance, and accumulation. Whereas the lunar, the opposite, is changeability, adaptability, desire to change, pity as well as an aspect of that. And on the negative side, if it goes to excess, right, then it becomes hatred or repulsive force or destruction of foundations. Just like when you have a flash flood that washes away the foundation of the desert. Similarly, the martial can be destabilized. The solid square foundation of the martial can be destabilized by an excess of the lunar. So these are in a balance with each other. And Donald Trump represents the martial according to his astrology. So he naturally resonates with and feels connected to the spirit of maintaining a solid culture against outside changing influences. Naturally, he's a counter force to what the general tendency of the past 50 years or so. Because in 1965, in 1965, the Immigration and Nationality Act was passed. I'll get back to this next after the break. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to understand how...
Again, my website is MatthewDeagle.com, though. MatthewDeagle.com.
We'll be back in just a moment with Matthew, and your questions are welcome. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We'll be back in a moment. Hour 3 coming up. Tim Alexander, we hope to chase down Chris Harris, our nuclear expert, too, on the 5th anniversary of Fukushima.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and You know, Matthew, I see some pretty nasty things going on. Mitch McConnell, the head of the Republican Senate, said he can work with Hillary Clinton. He's actually trying to push for a brokered convention to derail Trump, who's got the popular vote and brought in a huge number of new Republicans that are both Democrat or independent. There's a number of Republicans basically are trying to commit suicide in the party, but they actually want to support and try to create a situation where Hillary naturally becomes the winner. She's got so much corruption within the Democratic Party that the popular vote, even though it's going for Bernie Sanders, with her superdelegates, where she says she's allied with, fracking, which is really toxic chemical fracking of the water table and destroying the states where this is going on. And Bernie put it right to her to say, Bernie Sanders at the debate that, I don't support fracking. I mean, are, by the way, non-toxic, using microwave fracking technologies. But he said, I don't support it. And she said, I don't take money from the superdelegates from states, Democratic states, where fracking is going on. So, we can have energy technology that makes us independent, but we certainly don't want to destroy the biosphere and the water table. And they don't even talk about recharging the Ogallala or other aquifers. So we basically see that the establishment, which is both Democrat and Republican, is bipartisan, basically wants to push Hillary as president. They've pre-selected her. And even setting up the superdelegate system, which is not even in the Republican Party, so that even though the popular vote is behind Bernie, when you actually listen to him head-to-head, he's got much bigger audiences and it's a distant, but it's second to Donald Trump. And, of course, they're doing everything they can to dump Trump. And I think it's really evil. I think it's stupid, too, because the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are in a sense of committing hari-kari. They're destroying themselves because they're so desperate to maintain the status quo.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, obviously, whoever the establishment or whatever you want to call them, dark order,
right,
is, they want Clinton in, but or Cruz or Rubio. They don't want Trump or Sanders in.
No.
They've made that clear. But you have to understand the overall trend of society. Now, as far as Clinton getting her votes, there's probably some finagling in there, but there might even be some mind control. I mean, how did we vote George W. Bush in twice? You have to wonder, why did so many people in the end ultimately just vote for Bush? Why did they vote for the same guy who created the problems that he was supposedly now going to solve? It's pretty curious.
And he was a pretty incompetent president. I mean, he was there with his homosexual lover in training, or he's having his afternoon nappy. I mean, the guy who was running the presidency was Dick Cheney, and it, literally his name, when he went into the White House, he actually told the staff to tell him that he was to be addressed as the Prince of Darkness, not Mr. Dick Cheney. I mean, that's how evil some of these people are, that it's almost humorous, but it's really kind of scary.
Here's the funny thing. As I said this earlier, Bush's administration was all based on the project for the new American century, right?
Right.
PNAC. Now, Marco Rubio's campaign slogan is toward a new American century. The guy's actually campaigning as a new George Bush, as the continuation of this delusional
world
domination strategy, which isn't a strategy, by the way, it's terrible. It's going to result eventually in the USA getting attacked by Russia, because this is part of the reason why America doesn't make a solid alliance with Russia, like Trump's advisor Michael Flynn wants, even though it's the most rational thing to do. If you want to stop terrorism, right, the war on terror, if they actually cared about the war on terror, they would ally with Russia and then combine our troops with some kind of peacekeeping force to stop ISIS.
Right. And, in fact, the Russians now not only have a back channel, but a forward channel in the last few months that Obama can't criticize now, even though he's supporting by sending military support and troops material and training to ISIS and ISIL and al-Qaeda, because he can't, otherwise he'll be exposed to the fact that this man, on the one hand, criticizes extreme Islam of both the mullahs with their $150 billion that's going to them, even though they're doing missile tests. The last missile they had was
they wanted to destroy Israel
inside the missile.
Iran? What?
Iran wrote this on the missile that they...
Oh, yeah, well, obviously, Iran and Israel are both crazy as hell.
Oh, yeah, obviously. But the problem is...
That's part of the big problem in the Middle East, is that Iran and Israel are basically twin brothers who are having a fight with each other. They're both the exact same mentality, and they're both the exact same kind of degenerate aggressiveness and hatred and mindless egocentrism and self-aggrandizing, idiotic, heretical beliefs.
Saudi Arabia, though, and Israel have a dark alliance. In fact, there's members
because they have a common enemy, the Shiites, you know, in Syria and Iran. But the main thing I want to talk about here, remember, was that these astrological influences and people's characters. So, again, Ted Cruz is a very jovial person, a person with a very high fear of harm, a very high defensiveness mentality, paranoia. He's also secondarily lunar, so he's also somebody who's not super loyal, and maybe that's why he doesn't have a lot of friends in Congress, because he's not very loyal. He's very changeable, very vacillating, depending on his mood. If you have someone like that in the Oval Office, it's pretty obvious it's not going to work out too well. As soon as there's one terror attack on American soil, someone like Ted Cruz is going to make a knee-jerk response that'll make George Bush look good in comparison, probably. Because the thing is, George Bush's response was stupid. Yes, it was very unnecessary and disastrous. But Ted Cruz has already, before anything even happened, talked about carpet bombing the Middle East. Ted Cruz has already displayed,
which is a violation of the Geneva Accord. You can't carpet bomb, or you're going to kill civilians. And so it would be immediately, even by his face. In fact, I think he was actually elbowed to say, "Hey, you can't say that because it's an impeachable offense to say publicly you want to do carpet bombing. It's a violation of the Geneva Accord. You can't."
Well, I mean, without regard to the international law, it would just be stupid strategically. Even if the USA was able to bulldoze over the United Nations like they did in the Iraq War, it's just stupid. If you carpet bomb Syria or Iraq, what happens is you kill a bunch of civilians who could be potential allies, and you create more terrorists. You create more people who hate your country and want to kill you and kill themselves and take you with them. Right? Simple logic and psychology, but someone like Ted Cruz is so far off in his own delusion that he can't even see that. That's why you don't want to elect the guy, because he's an idiot. All right? He's crazy. Right. I mean, I shouldn't say he's stupid. He's smart, right? He's a smart guy as far as intellect, but he's insane when it comes to reality.
Right. He's got a very high IQ, but he's a sociopsychopath, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying, he's a kind of psychopath, right? There's different kinds. He's the paranoid kind, the kind who's afraid everybody's out to get him, you know? The kind who thinks that, I mean, not to mention he's also a hypocrite.
What about people
a lot of Ted Cruz's voting base is this fake Christianity, this pseudo-Christianity that's all based on hypocrisy and petty things that are not significant, seeing the mote in thy brother's eye and not seeing the plank in thine own. Right. On the other hand, Ted Cruz is also, these people, these Ted Cruz Christians, or whatever you want to call them, the Crusaders, these guys also totally overlook enormous sins, like usury and greed, materialism.
Well, yeah, he's had more profiteering.
The guy's talking about carpet bombing. Carpet bombing is not strategic, it's just a way of war profiteering. That's like hell on earth sin.
Right, but when we come back, we'll talk about how he's tied to the establishment through Goldman Sachs, and his wife's even a CFR member. We need to realize that he's part of the super establishment, and so is Marco Rubio, is literally a Bushite clone, if you want to call it.
Yeah, I'm
back in a moment.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
So, Matthew, let's look at this rationally. We also see this being played out with the BLM in Oregon between the federal government, who basically doesn't have any constitutional right to be there, in the states, which basically shouldn't have more than the ports and fortresses under the federal control, including the area of Washington, D.C. And on the other hand, the governor basically abrogating her rights and actually transferring it back and saying, just clean these people out. And you're seeing harassment of the ranchers who have been there for 100 years. All these are kind of sidearms of the same process where one of the players now on this chessboard is Donald Trump, the Republican Party, who is committing, in a sense, a form of Republican Party suicide to maintain the control of their hegemony with the dark elements within the Democratic Party. They're basically two branches of the same party, the establishment party. And so I'd like you to kind of do a further analysis of these other players and where this is all going, because I'm very concerned. There's already a huge split in the population, even on the Republican side and the Democratic side, within both parties. And on the other hand, if Trump does get dumped, which he's getting pretty close, I mean, the next Tuesday, if he gets Florida and Ohio, it's very probable they're not going to stop him. And I see all these polls, including even on Newsmax, saying they think that he's going to lose against Hillary. I don't think that's possible. I think so many of the white Democratic voters and other ones are so much inured with, and young voters are like Bernie. I don't know if they're even going to show up if Hillary gets the nomination. I would think that once it gets into a real ugly fight between Trump, who's a good counterpuncture, and Hillary, who basically is out of her depths when she starts dealing with Trump, I think it's going to get very ugly. And you know, it's going to divide the country. I think that out of it, I see the danger in this last year of terrorism occurring on American soil because Obama has a open border with, you know, potential terrorists in the country. I think we're on the verge of a Mideast war, which Obama is pushing, and NATO and the globalists want a war in the Mideast, and Russia's rationale.
Well, I mean, you could also argue Obama's been hesitant to do anything about ISIS, pretty much, except for droning and nonsense like that. I mean,
yeah, but they've been rebombing areas that have been bombed hundreds of times with our military. We won't cooperate with the Shiite militia in Iraq and with the with
I mean, like the, I said, the only, I mean, someone like Cruz easily, but Obama, I mean, he's been hesitant to do anything. That's the problem, is that you have this dichotomy.
Somebody right, so what's going to happen, do you think?
You have a dichotomy between one extreme and the other, and there's no neutrality.
If you use your technology and your numerology and astrological analysis, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, if I was to actually be a betting person, I would say it's likely that Hillary will be indicted between now because the grand jury's impaneled. One of her senior people is actually, you know, basically been given immunity to release all the information. The FBI director, quote, is now a political problem. It says right on Drudge. I think it's very likely that we could be dealing with a battle between Bernie Sanders and Trump. And depending on how bad they try to harm Trump and a number of the so-called anti-Trump voters, the Republican Party, stay home, it's possible that Bernie Sanders becomes president by default because the Republican Party is killing themselves and Hillary may be indicted. I don't know what's going to happen. What's your analysis of the whole situation?
Well, my observation, first of all, I don't know anybody who says they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't know anybody who said they're going to vote for Ted Cruz. So besides this pastor that he just met with a few days ago in his church, who is voting for Ted Cruz? Who is voting for Hillary Clinton?
Right.
I don't know anyone. I know everybody I know is either saying Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump.
Right.
Nobody supports Clinton. That just gives you an example. I mean, if there's any validity to those observations,
right,
then chances are we're not living in a democracy. Right, something right. is pushing right. to the White House, even though she's not the one the population wants.
Right, we can see that even with some reports now of voter fraud, where they're switching votes to Hillary, and we saw the same thing going on where people are voting for Trump and they're switching the vote to say it was Cruz or whatever in other states. So there's a degree or percentage of voter fraud occurring as well. On top of it, but I don't think it's enough to stop.
Well, we know what it is, right? It's the parties. The parties are not democratic.
Right.
We shouldn't have had political parties to begin with. We should have candidates who run on their own merits. And there should be one party, right, the constitutional party. We always think of a one-party system as being that terrible sign of a dictatorship. But if that one party's solid and rigid, unchanging law were, say, the Constitution, then it would be completely different than something like, say, China, where the one party's fundamental rule is just collectivism and communism. I mean, you understand that the biggest problem with America and other countries in the West is we have weak laws. Our laws are super flexible. They depend on their prosecution, and even the arrest depends on what color your skin is and how rich you are, and all sorts of other factors that weaken the whole system of justice.
Well,
same thing with politicians. I mean, the politicians and the military, CIA break the law all the time. There's really no accountability, and our laws are illogically organized. You know,
part of that is that for unrestrained of over a century, plus where the fourth branch of government, which is us, isn't doing pro se litigant actions. That's why we have Dr. Fred Graves and the How to Win in Court. If you take that 48-hour course, which costs about $250, you become a pro se litigant expert, and you can file anywhere, in any English-speaking country. You can file in Australia, Europe, you can file through the International Court of Justice, you can file federal, state, local, city. You can file all kinds of actions. You can force them to produce information. You can have them interrogatories. You can force the judge to actually do certain types of actions. The problem is it's because the people are disconnected from the fact that they're the fourth branch of government. And so judges and courts misinterpret laws or start to actually make law by their branch of interpretation, which is why everybody's in such a high state of alert over who's going to be the next, say, three or four Supreme Court justices. If it's Hillary Clinton, she's going to wreck the justice system, which will, in a sense, try to steer the country toward a specific set of laws.
Well, yeah, I mean, basically the difference between a dictatorship and a democracy is that in a dictatorship, some individual or party or ideology makes all the decisions arbitrarily. In a democracy, the decisions are made by laws that don't change and guarantee the same equal rights to everyone. That is the difference between democracy and dictatorship. So essentially we live in a dictatorship, and definitely the European Union lives in a dictatorship. We're dictated to by the ideology and the long-term goals of the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, which in turn all seem aligned at world domination. Both of them essentially agree that they want to dominate the world. They just kind of have different means to that end. The PNAC guys have their really stupid and unrealistic schemes for invading countries with total disregard for Russia. And then, of course, the Democrats have their stupid schemes for getting together with the European Union and gradually relaxing borders until eventually everyone's part of one big country. And neither of those things works. It's disastrous. I mean, to begin with, even the mass immigration that the USA has had since the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 has been detrimental to the country.
Tell us about that, because that's something you started
unless you measure the welfare of a country entirely in economic growth, which a lot of these jerks do, instead of actually taking into account real values like culture and loyalty, which, by the way, are the basis of your country even existing as a state. Eventually, our country is probably going to break up into smaller countries because people just simply don't even have a common culture. They don't agree on fundamental values anymore. And therefore, they can't really... there can't be a democracy. There can't be a democracy without a people. You see what I'm saying? You can't have a people controlling the government if there isn't even a people at all, right? If the common factor in your country is just money and the so-called American dream, right? If the common factor in your country is just how wealthy you might get someday, that you're a temporarily embarrassed millionaire, or the common factor in your culture is some false idea of egalitarianism like it is in the EU, of course your country is not going to be very stable, especially when you go ahead and invite in a bunch of people who are openly hostile to your entire culture.
Well, look at what's going on in Europe.
Which in turn is the basis of your liberty to begin with. The whole reason we're free is because of European culture.
Right, well, they violated that. We see that with Angela Merkel, which is why I'm surprised that the Bundestag hasn't impeached her and removed her from office.
Merkel's totally insane.
Yeah, she's crazy. In fact, I saw a comic release that said, you know, maybe if they rape me, I'd take it seriously, but otherwise it's not a problem. I mean, it's pretty terrible.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and so let's look at this Trump phenomena. And of course, I think next Tuesday on the 15th, when he actually probably takes Florida and Ohio, we'll be starting to move toward Trump starting to turn his guns toward Hillary Clinton, and also looking at picking a running mate. And there's a number in the candidacy, and I'll post up the article from Business Insider, including Chris Christie, Scott Brown, Jeff Sessions as a possible candidate, Paul LePage. And, of course, we're looking down here at Mike Huckabee as a possible candidate, and John Kasich. Also, Newt Gingrich and Rick Scott. So, and even Sarah Palin. And people should realize that if he gets the right to a running mate, it's going to help tremendously with also bringing in more people and bringing back also the Republican Party to unify behind him so that they don't lose to Hillary. Because the powers that be of both Republican and Democratic parties are pushing to put Hillary in power, despite the fact he's losing the popular vote against even Bernie Sanders. This is pretty evil, and the society and the population in general are getting pretty damned angry on both Democrat and Republican side that are being manipulated. What's going on with this phenomenon, Matt? Because I think it's important for people to start grasping that this is a bipartisan move by the elite, by the powers that be, to actually maintain the status quo, despite the fact of destroying the nation, the economy, and putting the nation and the world on a pathway toward a global conflict, economic, and possible world war. This is very crazy and very dangerous.
Well, it's pretty simple. Fundamentally, it's just a bunch of fools disregarding the laws of nature. Because,
right.
As I said during the break, a lot of people don't seem to understand cause and effect. Basically, Donald Trump is... A lot of liberals condemn Donald Trump because he's blunt about some facts or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I don't agree with him about everything myself, and I was quite skeptical about his campaign to begin with because he was so blustering and so counter to the usual attitude of the Republicans. Usually a Republican gets up there and just tells every lie it takes to get elected. And so it seemed like Donald Trump was just in there to sabotage the Republicans so Hillary would get elected. Now, even if that is the ultimate consequence here, because of the fact that, like you said, I mean, the establishment already has decided Hillary would be in power. Donald Trump fundamentally, in his character and his astrology, embodies the Marshall, right? The loyalty, solidity, accumulation. The negative tendency of it is greed and callousness, right?
Right.
You can see he's pretty callous. You know, he's pretty greedy, obviously. But the positive aspect of the Marshall is that it's what keeps your country together. It's what maintains any kind of bond, any kind of loyalty. And our society, for the past 50 or 60 years, has been given a dilemma multiple times to choose between having a solid culture and having a solid foundation, or just choosing internationalism and trade.
Right, and in fact, the death of John F. Kennedy was the last of the Marshall-like presidents. In fact, John F. Kennedy, in many ways, is like Trump, kind of a lion-type person.
Kennedy wasn't like Trump, no.
But
Kennedy,
Kennedy's
brother, Ted Kennedy, was the jerk who started this whole problem to begin with. Ted Kennedy is the one who's proposed and pushed both.
Well, maybe Eisenhower. Do you think Eisenhower before Kennedy? Because
Eisenhower warned us about, I mean, there's a different symbolic game going on there. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex,
right,
which in traditional symbolism is equivalent to the Smith. The Smith, or the guy who makes weapons, has traditionally been regarded as having black magical powers and being in a pact with the devil. So right. You can think about, there's lots of symbolism around that. It's a totally different topic. Trump is definitely part of the topic, though, part of one dichotomy with Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy was born with a very lunar constitution, Aquarius rising, lunar time of year, a very, very kind of vacillating, disloyal, unstable guy. I mean, the guy even literally got involved in an ill-dignified lunar mishap when he drove off a bridge by accident, and then he ran away and let the other person in the car drown.
I remember about that incident.
That's what ruined his chances at the presidency. I guess it was an act of God in that case, but I'm just kind of being sarcastic there. But Ted Kennedy is the one who really pushed the immigration reform, which
pushed a lot of things that were very destructive. Yeah,
the brain drain policy.
Yeah,
right. The policy that interestingly enough, you know, Ted Cruz. But the main thing is you had this Ted Kennedy, right? Really born Edward Moore Kennedy, very lunar guy, very, like I said, somebody who doesn't really care, somebody with a lot of false pity. That's part of what drives a lot of this immigration stuff, is false pity. Like, we're supposed to falsely pity countries that are grotesquely overpopulated and have to control their population growth rate and don't do anything to do it, like China, which just nullified its one-child-only policy. And, you know, the USA may not be too overpopulated, but you look at China, it is, or Africa, these places have absurd population growth rates. They can't even begin to support any kind of affluent society. All they can do in a situation like that is have a robotical, enslaved society of anonymous drones. That's what happens when you have too many people. And, of course, people become, you can't have a culture in that situation. That's why Chinese culture has gone down the toilet. China used to be the world center of culture, literally the most, one of the most technologically developed, et cetera. It's where acupuncture came from. And now what is China? China is just an industrial monster where people are run over in the streets and nobody even cares. And it's because of overpopulation. Same thing. And then what do? We let these people, because they're overflowing from their own countries, we encourage them to come here instead of helping them solve the problem in their own country.
Right, but then they have an imbalance.
We reinforce the problem. Because China, that's why China has gotten rid of the one-child-only policy, is because China, because they've been reinforced to disregard the problem, to think of it as an advantage. Because guess what? Eventually, Chinese people are going to be a huge majority on Earth if their population growth rate continues.
Well, the problem is, you see, in China, what they should have done is, and this is the problem, once a culture gets advanced like Germany and
Japan, I'm telling you, the only people talk about population control as being a big conspiracy. It's not, right? It's something that...
But the process is real simple. Once the culture gets advanced...
It's just not, okay? Only Europeans are actually stable in population.
Right, but once a population gets to a certain level of technological advance, the population just stabilizes. That's why, for example, countries like Canada, the only way their population grows because they abort so many babies is immigration. If you look at Europe, the reason why Germany is going to pay Americans...
That's something else. People like Ted Cruz would bring abortion into that. But you don't have to have abortion to have one child only. You just have to have contraception, right? Contraception is not abortion. It's not the same thing.
Oh, no, I agree. The best contraception is a valve. But the problem is, you see, if you have an imbalance, for example, where they... do abortion of female
fetuses. Oh, yeah, yeah. China has a surplus of males. I mean, that's all.
And that's a real dangerous situation. They get like something like 120 million excess males. That's not good. You need a balance so that you can actually integrate males into a society.
It's the worst case scenario. Because having an excess of females is fine, but an excess of males is inevitably going to create more aggression in your society.
And more war. And then that's why, for example, in Muslim countries where one male is rich enough to have four wives and the rest of them don't have any wives, but they can die and get 72 virgins and boys with skin as pearls, I mean, what do you expect? It's going to be a violent young male society that Muslims feel relevant.
Muslims have the same mentality as the Catholics, right? The go forth and multiply, be fruitful. A commandment that applied to a time when there were almost no people on Earth, right? it's absurd to apply that to the modern day.
I think the problem is,
if you don't think overpopulation is a problem in like China or Africa, then you just haven't paid enough attention.
Yeah, but you know, there's a surgeon I knew about back in San Antonio, the procurement part of Health One Columbia, worked out a way of putting a valve that could be put into a girl as soon as she reaches puberty, and she wouldn't have children unless she decided to have them. And you turn the valve back on pretty simply. And she can't get a pelvic infection that would destroy her fertility either.
I mean, the main problem in Muslim societies isn't so much... Yes, their population growth is pretty high in a lot of places like Pakistan, right? But the main problem is they're completely contrary to nature marriage practices, where the father arranges the marriage of his daughter by playing the role of the female who's supposed to be selecting the fit males. Inevitably, over time, that will lead to degeneration and to a weakening of males in their society, and that's exactly what we observe. Like I said before, I think the vast majority of Muslims are not the aggressive terrorist type guys. That's the minority. The majority are docile and just are cowards. They just let it happen.
Interesting. When we come back in hour number three, we're going to talk to Tim. We're trying to track down Chris Harris, our nuclear expert. I want to turn to the topic and not only geopolitical stuff with Tim, but stay there, Matthew. We'll be continuing in hour three. But also Fukushima Daiichi and the craziness, as Einstein said, of creating energy by boiling water with the fusion of nuclear materials. And a good analysis of what I see coming up in the politics. We have a lot of variables to look at in terms of who's going to be in control of the destiny of America and the world. This is a very critical year, and when we come back, we'll try to see if we can get some analysis and some answers to our new questions. Back in a moment with Tim Alexander and Chris Harris and Matthew, my co-host. We'll be back tomorrow with Firing Line with Michelle and your questions on wellness issues. Everybody's emails, by the way, I'll answer your questions. And do check out the Listen Live and MP3 at NutriMedical.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...